This is Valley Edition. All across the country, an iconic American symbol of success is finding it harder and harder to survive. Dozens of once crowded, bustling shopping malls are, for lack of a better term, dying. Industry research predicts that 15% or more of malls could die in the next 10 years. But one company thinks there's a path back to success for a Fresno mall that, for years, has been on life support. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports.
About a year ago, Valley Public Radio uncovered a website from the property management company OmniNet Capital, selling a vision of a newly remodeled and revitalized Manchester Center Mall, including this slick video.
Located in Midtown Fresno, the center of the San Joaquin Valley, there is a plan for a newly renovated mixed-use shopping center. The new Manchester Center.
The video also featured renderings of a modern look for the faded Pink Mall. Well, that day has come, and work on renovating Manchester Mall is now underway. Caught between changing consumer habits, urban sprawl, and strong competition, Manchester is now largely empty or has been converted to office space. What stores remain, save for the Sears, are small family-run stores or cell phone and shoe chains. Ben Nazarian with OmniNet thinks there is life in the mall if they can just remind shoppers why they loved Manchester in the first place.
And they used to come here and buy their ring for their future wife here, or they would bring their kids here and they'd be on the carousel. So there's a lot of fond memories of Manchester, and we're trying to relive those memories once the renovation occurs.
Nazarian says the company is ready to invest a handsome sum in Manchester. But when pressed, he declined to say how much money the company is willing to spend or how long they're committed to the project. The mall does have a successful theater, but that has not led to moviegoers becoming shoppers. Nazarian says he's not concerned about previous failed attempts to revive the mall and thinks it can again brim with happy consumers.
And I think there is a lack of belief that anything south of Shaw should happen in Fresno that's good. And when we have laid out our vision with specific constituents, they've been very, very excited by that. And they have signed on and they want to be here.
But hopes don't seem to run exactly as high among the two dozen or so remaining shops and the people who frequent the mall. One of the more optimistic retailers is Tammy Novoa, who has run a pretzel stand for the last 10 years and believes Manchester can, quote, rise like a phoenix.
I know we'll never be as great as Fashion Fair River Park, but we need to get back to what we were 8 years ago.
What is that?
Oh, when it was busy, busy, busy. You couldn't sit down. You had customers. You didn't have to worry about making your sales goals. Everything was working. It looked nice. That's what we need to get back to.
But even she heavily qualifies her hopes with one of the most frequently heard words, if, as in if they follow through, or if they can attract people back to the mall. Other shop owners express similar feelings of cautious hope mixed with low expectations. It's not terribly hard to see the outward struggles of the mall. Faded paint, outdated design, and broken escalators top the complaints. But the mall is also suffering from a much harder to solve public perception problem that it's dangerous.
And then you see people having sex in the front of the building. You have set people, I've seen people at 1 in the afternoon having sex at the corner. And if you ask how, you don't probably have time. I'll show you exactly where they do it. And in the hallway over there.
That's Rosemary Rojas, who says she's also seen drug deals and assaults in her 3 decades walking the mall on a near daily basis. She has watched it spiral from popular destination into disrepair.
It's a beautiful place. And I think that if they do what they say they're going to do, if they do the renovations that they say they're going to do, because they've been saying that for a long time, it would be wonderful. But if today were raining, I'm telling you, there would be buckets up and down this floor and they would be downstairs.
OmniNet does not deny the strong negative perception of the Manchester Center and says they are taking steps to change it. In addition to a complete renovation, the company offered space for free to establish a new Fresno police substation that they believe will improve safety at the mall and in the surrounding community. Also, the Caltrans offices are moving deeper into the building. That will free up another large, prominent space, potentially for another anchor store critical to drawing residents from around the valley back through its doors. However, they have a big task ahead of them to change the economic conditions that have led so many to consider the mall to be dead. Renovations are expected to be finished sometime in August. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.